How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Will he or won't he? Governor J.B. Pritzker is considering a third term as Illinois' chief executive, but he might have his eyes on a bigger position, U.S. president. Oh, and he's not the only one. Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is also flirting with the idea of a 2028 presidential bid. Dave McKinney, WBEZ state politics reporter, joined us in studio to talk about the possibilities and what they mean. Since the next Illinois gubernatorial election is in 2026, I wanted to know, realistically, I mean, how long does Pritzker really have to figure this all out? Here's Dave.
Well, to figure out his gubernatorial reelection plans, he really has until August to figure that out, because that's when nominating petitions for the 2026 primary start being circulated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the last time he made a reelection announcement, it was in early July, late June. And so I think, you know, the legislative session in Springfield winds up at the end of this month. And I think, you know, it's realistic to sort of see that June, July period for him to make some public announcement.
Make some announcement about which direction he's going in, right? Because I think we figure he's going in one of the two.
Well, with reelection, I think the smart money in Springfield has him seeking reelection. I mean, he has not done anything to dissuade anyone from believing that.
Yeah.
And several people, the Illinois House Speaker, Emanuel Chris Welch, for example, I spoke with him, and he said he believes, just based on Pritzker's body language, that he's going to run again. So
yeah.
I think there's a prevailing view in Springfield he will run.
So if he does go for the presidency, which has been long rumored, I mean, what would that mean for Illinois' government and for Democrats in the state, because they would be losing Durbin and another leader like Pritzker?
Yeah, I mean, it would set up a pretty unusual situation what it would mean for Illinois, I guess, potentially, is that you would have a governor, if he was running for president, he would have a fair amount of distraction. I mean, you can't run for president, being under attack by rivals, by perhaps President Trump and Truth Social, what have you. It would be easy to take your eye off the ball in Springfield. I mean, Pritzker has an experienced staff working for him. He's got friendly Democrats in both chambers of the legislature helping him out. I mean, it can kind of run on automatic pilot to some extent there.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a challenge for sure.
It's interesting that you mentioned Trump being one of the possible distractions, considering that he can't run again.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, he has made noises that he's looking into it, other times saying, no, the Constitution is pretty clear that he can't run.
Right. You talked about this with David Axelrod, former chief strategist and senior advisor to President Barack Obama. What did he say about the topic?
Well, Axelrod is one of the most seasoned political consultants in the land. I mean, he was a key guy in helping Obama win the White House two times. And when I talked to Axelrod, he thought that Pritzker would be a formidable presidential candidate, and he thought he had put up a good record as governor in Springfield. But he had a word of warning for the governor, and that was, if you are genuine about running for president, then it might not be smart to seek re-election as governor, because you really need to, as we said earlier, keep your eye on the ball when you're running for president. It's all important. Axelrod called it a hellacious job running for president, and he should know.
Well, here is Pritzker's response to that.
David's a friend of mine. Here's what I can say. I think he has in mind the idea that his friend Rahm Emanuel would like to run for governor of Illinois. Probably wouldn't run for governor if I were running for re-election. So that's one thing that I think he's considering.
And so it's clear, Dave, could Pritzker seek a third term and run for presidency later? Could he do both? It sounds like he's being advised not to, but he could, right?
Well, yeah, legally, there's no prohibition. I mean, unlike the federal government, there is no term limit in Illinois. And the record for being governor in Illinois is held by Jim Thompson, the former the late Republican governor who served four terms and 14 years. Pritzker, if he serves out a full three terms, would be at 12 years. So he'd still be short of the record. But he could do both legally. But it's just more of a question of is it the smart thing to do? And I think that's what Axelrod said. Now, yeah. In that clip you played, what's interesting, to hear the governor inject Rahm Emanuel into the mix, because that I think that caught some people by surprise because the interview I had with Axelrod, I mean, not once did he mention Rahm Emanuel's name or promoting him. So that I think it caused people's ears to perk.
Like, oh, what are you hearing that, mm-hmm. That we don't know, perhaps? Speaking of Rahm Emanuel, yesterday he was on TV. He was on ABC's daytime talk show, The View. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say.
You don't sound like a presidential candidate.
I am in training. I don't know if I'll make the Olympics, though.
If you couldn't hear the beginning there, one of the hosts said, you sound like a presidential candidate. Where does Emanuel fit into all of this?
Well, I mean, he went in front of the Economic Club of Chicago back in March. And at that point, he told people he didn't think that his life in public service was over. I mean, his most recent stint was under the Biden administration, and he was ambassador to Japan. And so when Trump came in, that ended. And Rahm is looking for a job in public life, it mm-hmm. sounds like. And there on the program you mentioned, The View, he spent a long time just kind of bashing Donald Trump. And the lead into that statement you just played, I mean, he was talking about how he thought that the American dream, the idea that hard work is going to lead to prosperity for people and everybody can attain that, mm-hmm. that's out of reach for people. And,
absolutely.
And so that's kind of what triggered those hosts to say, you sound like a presidential candidate.
Yeah, he looked the part, if I may say so. I was watching and I just the posture throughout the interview, the things he was saying. He was, again, as you mentioned, very much talking about what Trump's doing, even Democrats calling them weak and woke. I was looking at your piece that you wrote about this, and you actually said Rahm Emanuel flirted with the idea that he would run for president. I'm thinking, I don't know, Dave, that felt pretty close to a confirmation.
Yeah, it was beyond the first date.
Beyond the first date, yeah. For sure. So could we see this future where both Pritzker and Emanuel are competing for president?
Well, it's conceivable. I mean, they could be on a collision course. I mean, two of Illinois' best-known politicians coming at this from different vantage points. Rahm Emanuel, of course, he was a congressman. He served in the Clinton White House. He was an advisor to Obama. He's got shrewd political skills. And the way he turns phrases and frames arguments, mm-hmm. He's a very good communicator.
Yeah.
Pritzker, I think, he's amassed, in the minds of many Democrats, he's amassed a really brilliant record in Springfield. He's hit a lot of issues that the Democratic voting base just absolutely adores mm-hmm. In Springfield. And he's pretty much operated a scandal-free, corruption-free
That's
administration
right.
there in a state that, as you know, is famed
full
or,
of it.
Yeah, famed for its corruption.
I'll leave it there. Yeah, I'm also trying to picture what this would look like on the ground, the two of them campaigning for this big job.
Well, you could have a very big field. I mean, it is an open seat. And,
true.
Assuming that Trump doesn't devise some way to claim to try to be able to run again, which, again, the Constitution doesn't allow that.
Right.
But assuming that our norms are in place at that point in time, you could see a situation of J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio on the Republican side duking it out. And then on the Democratic side, there are
these two and a bunch of others.
Many, many others.
Have we seen this before? Two high-profile candidates from Illinois running for president?
Well, I mean, the time I remember, and this goes way back early in my reporting career, 1988, it was a presidential campaign. And on the Democratic side, we had the late U.S. Senator Paul Simon, mm-hmm. and then the civil rights leader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Both of them were in the Democratic primary for president. Neither one made the cut that year, But it has happened, and I don't think that the two of them had, you know, it didn't turn acrimonious between the two of them, I don't believe. But there is precedent for it. But, you know, in this case, you know, you have two kind of larger-than-life political figures in Illinois that both know how to they both have the resources or access to the resources to run credible campaigns. And so, you know, it could be a you know, for political junkies like you and me, it could be a very fun thing to watch.
Lots of commercials.
Yeah.
I can see them now.
The TV station owners will be quite happy.
They will. They certainly will. Any Democrat that's running for president in 2028 will be running against President Trump's record. Right, Dave? The Pritzker, I think, has certainly emerged as a very anti-Trump voice nationally. What about Rahm Emanuel? How does he measure up when it comes to that?
Well, I mean, you've seen him really over the last couple of months. He's been making the rounds, I would say, just as actively, maybe even a little more aggressively.
So more than just Pritzker the things has. He was saying on The View.
Yeah, for sure. And again, the way he's kind of framed these arguments, like, you know, one of the kind of culture war issues that Republicans have, you know, they ran it in the presidential election. They continue to focus on it, transgender rights. And you know, what you hear Rahm Emanuel say, or I've heard him say in a couple of these appearances, is, you know, the real focus should be on the fact that public schools are failing. They're failing to get, you know, reading scores up and math scores up and things like that.
He said we're focused on the wrong things.
That's where the focus should be, instead of on, you know, what goes on in the restrooms in school buildings. And so that's the way he frames the arguments. And it's, you know, to somebody who's kind of, I've listened to messaging in these political campaigns for a long time,
sure.
And that's just a creative way of twisting the argument in a different way.
Mm-hmm. He says he was in training in that clip earlier. What do you think that looks like behind the scenes?
I don't know that he needs to be trained too heavily because he's been around a lot
exactly.
of these big campaigns in his life.
Right.
So I think he does know how to do. But, you know, he's like all of these aspiring presidential candidates. They kind of want to size up the field. They want to get a sense from donors about, you know, can we get money? Of course, Pritzker doesn't have that problem.
Right.
He could self-fund the campaign as a billionaire. But and Rahm Emanuel is known as a prolific fundraiser himself. So I think these two candidates would have access to resources to really be able to run campaigns if they chose to.
Run campaigns, and in your view, would either have a chance, Dave?
Well, I think they would have a chance, you know, but again, it's a bit sight unseen because you don't know what the full field looks like. And again, there's a lot of time between now and, you know, when a presidential campaign would really start kicking into high gear to know.
We'll leave it there. Dave McKinney is a WBEZ state politics reporter. Thanks so much.
Sasha, thanks for having me.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin with Dan Tucker, who also edited the episode. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. Here on Reset, you'll find conversations with journalists who are most connected to the issues we need to know about in order to stay informed. Hit subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode, or you can visit us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again later today.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely